Hello, and welcome to the Life Science Rush Hour with Matt Corcoran. Hope everyone's having a great Friday and looking forward to the weekend. People down in the Southeast, hope you're fair and okay considering how terrible it looks. My thoughts and prayers are out to you. Today, I'm going to start a new theme on Friday called Common Question Friday. And what this will be, it'll be questions I typically get from clients and prospects in regards to insurance and risk management. And I'm going to start really at the most basic today as the first Friday. And that is, as a preclinical client or company, why do I need insurance and what do I need? What would be customary? Well, this is a great question and one that is pretty frustrating for both me and the client, because I agree with most of my clients and prospects when they say, I really don't have any risk. And that is true. You really don't have too much risk. I look at the totem pole or whatever you want to call it, you're at the very bottom as far as risk. That being said, there are reasons you need to require insurance, and usually they're out of your control. First is if you're entering into a lease. Any landlord or building owner, anybody who rents you space, is probably going to want you to carry insurance, general liability insurance, that is. It's just a standard contract, clause, and it's going to be really tough to negotiate out. What I would say in that regard, though, is make sure it's within reason. $1 million per occurrence is adequate. I've seen $5 million, I've seen $10 million. If they start going asking for those limits, negotiate it down, because it should be able to negotiate it down. That's going to add a bunch of costs that you don't need to incur. What I'd also recommend is that you bundle property insurance in with that. And you can do that through what's called a BOP policy, a business owner's policy. And why I say this, even though, again, a lot of my clients say, I don't have any property, you probably have something. And the cost to add the property is going to be negligible, if not zero, because your premium for a general liability policy is going to be what's called their minimum. They have to charge a minimum amount to even generate or produce the policy. And add some property to $5,000, $10,000 isn't going to be that much. And you get a bunch of sublimits included, such as, business income, scientific animals, R&D expenses, to just name a few. So I definitely say do that. You have to get the GL anyway. Throw the property in there. Next thing you need is statutory. And that's workers' comp. You're really only going to need this if you have employees and the state's required. So it's kind of, you don't have a choice. What I sometimes recommend clients do, if they're working with a payroll company, you can do the workers' comp through them. And it's just easier, less burdensome, a little less upfront cost. Obviously, your insurance broker can do that for you as well. But sometimes ease is just more important. When you're a star and you have a lot of hats to wear. Next is product liability. This one drives me nuts and frustrates the heck out of me, because it's something I don't believe my clients should have or be required to have unless they're in human. They're starting a clinical trial, because product liability covers bodily injury and property damage to a third party. Now, the case could be made. Depending on your product, you could, I guess, do some property damage. But if you're not in humans, you can't do bodily injury. And property damage is really a stretch anyway, because a lot of times you're outsourcing this to a CRO, your lab work and whatnot. Or even then, if you're not, it's still so low risk, it doesn't really add up. But sometimes when you do like a tech transfer, the university requires it. I would say, be very wary if someone says it's going to be $5,000, a broker that is, because you can get lower minimum premiums. Your broker just has to know the carriers to go to and the story to tell. Now, when you go in humans, that will change. But until then, you should be paying the absolute bare minimum that you possibly can. And finally, D&O insurance. This will only be needed if you have investors, outside investors, that is, and have a board. And if I were sitting on a board, I would want the company to have it, because it protects personal assets of those individuals. So it does cover directors and officers. So it would cover you as is the founder, assuming you're an officer or director. And then the people who you bring in as advisors and whatnot. And again, you want to create advisory boards if you can, because then it extends coverage to those people a lot of times if the policy is set up correctly. But the most important thing I can probably do recommend to any startup is before you sign contracts, talk to an insurance broker, have them review the insurance requirements, and make sure that those insurance requirements are within reason and industry norms. You don't want to have to get a $5 million product liability insurance policy when you don't have a product that's going in humans, or a $10 million umbrella. Those things just aren't needed or warranted. So the question was, as a preclinical company, what do I need? There's your answer. General liability, workers' comp, possibly D&O, possibly product liability. Obviously, the slimmer you can be, probably the better you are, especially if you're super early. If you're in questions, want to run something by me, you can reach me, matt@mattcork.com, matt at mattcorc.com. I'm on Twitter, mxc390. I'm on Facebook, my blog, Matt Cork, mattcorc.com. So thanks for listening. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Look forward to talking to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.